Hello, it's on this day, and what an on this day it is. We were all building up to this. It's the 25th of May, of course, a famous day in Liverpool's history. It was famous before Istanbul. Liverpool won their first European Cup on the 25th of May in Rome in 1977, but they won their fifth in the most dramatic circumstances in Istanbul in 2005. And it's that one we're going to start with. I'm joined to do that by Neil Atkinson, by Ian Ryan, and by Damien Cavana. And I mean, there's so much been written about the game and spoken about the game. We're going to do a lot of it today. There's no point going through it, start to finish. You know what happened. You know the drama. And you'll have heard, you know, by now over the years, sort of a lot of people's personal stories as well. So what I did was I found a lot of quotes from after the game, and I thought I'd go through them. First of all, just to use them as sort of jumping off points. So I've got three from AC Milan players, so I'm going to start with them. The first one says, it's from Kaká, this is. It says, honestly, years later, I still can't understand how we managed to lose the game. We had the best defenders in the world in that team. Our back four was Kaká, Yap Stam, Alessandro Nesta and Paolo Maldini, but we still let in 3 goals in 6 minutes. Something amazing happened that can't be explained. And I think, Neil, when he's going through that defence, I'm like, and the rest, mate, carry on.
Yeah.
Because it's literally one of the best 11s you've ever seen in your life.
Well, we're doing the hot mic tonight, and one of the things that, because I'm doing part one, one of the good things about doing part one is you get to look at their team. And their team is absolutely obscene. Now, you can have a little thing, there's a minor little thing going on where maybe, just maybe, a couple of them, they're not quite past the peak, but they're all maybe in different positions around the peak, if you know what I mean. Like, weirdly, Pirlo's the right age, but he becomes a better player, I think a lot of people would argue, as he grows older. Stam's still doing some really, really good work, but is he the Man United one? And you can sort of go on. But there's a couple of things where you're just sort of in awe of them. You know, Maldini's just incredible. Cafu is, you know, he's a great fullback and a top red. And, you know, but you're able to go right the way through and go, you know, these are exceptional footballers. Shevchenko is sort of in his prime, although I think Shevchenko's really interesting, and maybe we'll get the chance to talk about him. And Crespo's, you know, a terrific finisher, and Kaká most definitely is in his prime. And you just get to go, what a team they were.